Good morning. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement, the Las Vegas Venetian edition. No episode yesterday, so technically the second day I've missed. I'm considering just doing two episodes on the following day when I missed, just to keep the total the same. I'm suspecting there's going to be the occasional miss, so maybe to just keep the momentum going. Our story for today. Yesterday on the flight out here, there was a movie I got to watch on the plane. It's called Living. It has Bill Nighy in it. And the main character, early on in the film, discovers he has a terminal illness and he only has 6 to 9 months to live. And so he takes on one last project. In essence, that's the story of the movie. There's, you know, interesting things that happen. He connects with people in a way he hasn't before. There's a variety of other things that come up. But he takes on one last big project and he pours himself into it. And I would say, hopefully, as far as I know, I've got more than 6 to 9 months to live. And hopefully that's the case for you as well. But anytime you take on a project, you can take it on with that level of seriousness. You can choose to make whatever project you're working on right now the project of your life. If you keep going like that, you can have bigger projects and more successful projects. Another thing from the film, of course, he works in some, I forget which office it is, but it's in England, so it's something. One of the offices of government affairs, you know, so there's a lot of bureaucratic things going on, tons of paperwork. And at one point he's having to deal with another office, and the ladies he's trying to help with this project say they don't understand how he did what he just did without losing his temper. And he says to one of them, "I don't have time to lose my temper." Now, he hasn't revealed to them that, you know, he's terminally ill, but he means that quite literally. I think it's taken just as kind of a way. It's like, I haven't got time to get frustrated with this, and you just move on. But he literally does not have the time, because he knows he only has 6 to 9 months to live, probably less at this point. And he's not going to waste a moment of that getting angry. He's going to get his project done. That's a useful thing to bring with you as well. What's it like when you take on that serious project to bring the sense of play and the sense of insistence on moving forward? And anything that would hinder that, you do your best to leave it behind and to keep moving forward. Keep going, keep playing, keep smiling, keep working your way through that project. So I'd encourage you to do just that. And of course, the title of the movie is Living, and it's a decent film. I liked it anyway. It's a little bit slow, but you know, I'm a guy who likes lots of explosions. No explosions in this film that I can recall. Still a decent film. And that part of living is to pour yourself into something. You can pour yourself into interactions with other humans. You can pour yourself into any project you like, whatever project you think will benefit you, your family, the world, whatever project it is, pour yourself into that thing. Pour yourself into it with the focus, the joy, the playfulness that allow you to see it through the end. Make it the project of your life. And if you keep coming at your life this way, you'll have many projects of your life. But they'll all be much more meaningful and much more successful than they will have been if you just approach them casually. I'm Ben Langley. Thank you very much for joining me today. We'll talk again soon.